Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards and shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. It's a new year. There's got to be a new home improvement project on the horizon for you. Leslie, what did we read about the New Year's resolutions that included home improvement projects? A whole bunch of folks are planning on doing them.
Oh my gosh, I think it's like 64% of Americans who are making New Year's resolutions are planning on doing something in any capacity, whether it's painting or a full remodel to their home. So people are listening and people are doing home improvement work.
And we're here to help you keep those resolutions that involve your house, your home, and your castle. Hey, coming up this hour, are you planning on taking on an aging parent? It's what millions of Americans do. They help care for their loved ones. And this hour, we're going to tell you how to make the transition smoother when an aging parent moves in your house with you.
Plus, if you're weatherproofing your home, you want to keep in mind that rain doesn't always fall straight down. That's right, folks. Sometimes it comes sideways, and I swear sometimes it comes from the ground up, although that is not possible. We'll find out how to make sure you're stopping all the leaks in just a little bit.
And we're going to have some tips on what your window blinds can do to actually help keep you warm and give your windows a great new look. There are some new window coverings out there that actually will help you be warmer in your house. That's coming up just a little bit later.
And also this hour, we're giving away a great prize to help shed some light on your current DIY project. It's called the Wobble Light Junior. It's a compact but powerful light that's going to right itself instead of tipping over. I like that idea. I wish someone would make that for me.
Kind of like those toys that we had as kids, the Weebles that wobble but don't fall down.
They certainly don't.
That's what we need for the... Because I tell you, in the home improvement projects I do, the tireder I get, the sloppier I get. Things are always falling off ladders and getting knocked over.
But that's always how it is. I swear to you, I have bull in China shop days. There are some days where I can make anything, do anything, be it crafting or a huge home improvement project. And there are other days when I'm breaking glass, I'm gluing my fingers together. It's a nightmare. You gotta be careful of those days.
Let's talk about your home improvement projects. Let's make your home improvement project days better. Call us right now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Squeaky floors in West Virginia must be making Scott crazy. How can we help you fix this?
Well, it's in my master bedroom. We just had the house built about 2 years ago, and you walk across the floor, and it just makes that screeching noise.
All right, what kind of floor surface do you have? Is it carpet, hardwood, what?
Carpet.
Okay. Well, the hands-down best way to address this, Scott, is to pull the carpet up.
Okay.
Because underneath that carpet, you're going to find that your subfloor is nailed down. And generally, when you're nailing down a subfloor, they use a nail that's called a cooler. And it's like a 7-penny common nail. It's almost like a very thin nail. And it's called a cooler because it has glue that it's dipped in. And the idea is that when you nail the floor down, the glue, because of the friction of driving the nail in, is supposed to melt and then set in place. And when it cools, it sets in place. That's why they call it a cooler. But the problem is that it doesn't always do that. And because the rosin is on those nails, as they get pulled in and out of the joist below, they make an awful squeaking sound. I mean, think about when you put rosin on the bow for a musical instrument, you get good friction and beautiful sound. But when you put rosin on a nail and it rubs in and out of the wood, it really drives you nuts.
Yeah,
so what you need to do is kind of lock that. What you need to do is sort of lock that floor down. And I think, Leslie, screwing that floor down is probably the best option.
Yeah, if you can get under that carpet, use a stud finder, find out where those floor joists are, use a chalk line, mark it out so you know exactly where it is, and then take a couple of wood screws and just put them every, 12 inches, 16 inches, and get that subfloor secured to those joists. If for some reason you can't get that carpet up, you can just as easily locate those floor joists with a deep scan stud finder, and then you can drive some nails through that carpet into that floor joist. And once you get it down through, pick up that carpet so that the head of the nail just sort of pops through. And it'll do the same, but by far the best answer is to pull that carpet up and get right to the subfloor itself.
And Scott, finally, remember that just because the floor is squeaking doesn't mean it's a structural problem. It's pretty much cosmetic and just designed to annoy the heck out of you, which it sounds like it's doing.
It sounds like it's doing it, huh?
Scott, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we welcome Bob from Georgia, who listens to the Money Pit on WBLJ, and you've got an electric issue. What's happening?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. I have a weird thing happen on my deck and my sunroom. Evidently, they're on the same circuit and working fine. My wall plugs are also there, and one day I closed the door, and they did not come on.
Hmm.
And then about a week later, my wife actually slammed the back door, and everything came on.
Well, that's
not
good.
Then went back off again, and I don't know too much about electricity, but I tried to trace some maybe shorts and can't find anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, you've got a short somewhere. It's breaking the circuit, Bob, and it's potentially dangerous because if it's that loose that the slamming of the door is helping it make contact and not make contact, what you probably could be getting is some arcing in that circuit where you can have some heat build up and that could cause a fire. So I would recommend at this point that you get an electrician involved because it's it's beyond the scope of what you could do as a homeowner. There's a problem in that circuit. And those wires are separated somewhere. How old is your house, Bob?
7 years.
7 years. So it's not that old,
no,
which is good, which means you have modern, safe wiring. But if that circuit is going off, you got to get to the bottom of it because there's definitely a short somewhere. Where's the main electric panel? Is it near that area? Is it any place where the impact would?
No, sir. It's in the garage about 80 feet away.
Okay. And is this a ground fault circuit? Does it have a ground fault circuit breaker attached to it, the kind that
will pop off.
Yeah. And that's even more sensitive. You know, one of the things that you could try is simply to replace the ground fault breaker because they do wear out quicker than the others. It could be in the circuit breaker itself, or it could be in an outlet. But even that, unless you're really experienced with electricity, can be dangerous, Bob. So I would get an electrician in because if you're having the circuit pop off and pop on, that means you're getting arcing and sparking, and that can lead to heat and that can lead to fire. Bob, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ray in Rhode Island finds the Money Pit on WPRO, and you've got something going on with your concrete stairs. Tell us about it.
Yes, well, I've got a poured concrete front step. It's about 4 steps going up, and I've got a crack right down the middle. It's probably, over the last few years, I've been kind of procrastinating on fixing it. It's getting pretty wide, and I was wondering what's probably the best way to alleviate that problem, or is it going to keep cracking, or should I just blow it up and try and get the whole thing
down? No, don't do anything that drastic, Ray. The best way to repair that crack is with a silicone caulk, but I can give you a trick of the trade to help you hide the appearance of the crack. And that is, what you could do is if you had a masonry drill bit and you found an inconspicuous place, like say on the side of that stair or someplace where you're not going to see this, if you were to drill a couple of holes into the side of the stair and collect the concrete dust that comes out as you do that, what you do is then you put the caulk into the crack, and then you take some of that dust and you cover the top of the caulk while it's wet with the concrete dust, and it'll blend in perfectly with the step around it.
Very good.
All right, there you go, Ray. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Another satisfied customer.
Absolutely. You get more than you pay for when you call 888-MONEY-BIT. Okay, Leslie, who's next?
Raul in Illinois, listening on WYLL. What's happening with your floor?
Well, it's got a bulge in it. It's an even bulge. It's not buckling. It's a wood floor. It's in the basement.
Oh.
I don't know what type of wood it is. It's got a smooth bulge in the middle.
Yeah, say no more. You got hardwood floor in a basement, and no wonder you're getting bulges because moisture and hardwood floors, basement moisture, don't go together too well.
Okay, so is there any way to fix that problem without tearing the whole floor out?
Probably not. Is it a solid hardwood floor?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You're not supposed to put hardwood floor in a basement. It's too damp down there. There's only one kind of hardwood floor that you can use in a basement, Raul, and that's called engineered hardwood, and it's built a little bit different, isn't it, Leslie?
Well, it's built more like plywood at opposing grains in many, many layers, with then the top being the actual hardwood almost in a veneer. So this way it's structurally stable. The problem is you've got the solid hardwood, and it's probably just over an underlayment directly onto your concrete subfloor, which is just wicking moisture and putting that moisture into the hardwood, which is sucking it up. Now it's buckling. The only solution is to pull that hardwood up and put something else down there.
Yeah, if you have the area that's buckled the worst, you can possibly cut out the buckled pieces and replace them, and it might last for a little while. But really, if you have a, if you have any kind of humidity down there, the hardwood's just not going to be, it's not the right place for it. Sorry we don't have better news for you. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, Money Pit listeners, need help getting your home improvement resolution started? Well, you know, now you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're always here for you. And you know that number, 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, few things matter more to an aging parent than maintaining their lifestyle, safety, and their independence. So if you're considering bringing a parent into your home, work with them to create a safe and comfortable environment for everyone. Up next, we'll have some tips on how you can do just that from the experts at AARP.
888-MONEY-PIT.
So AARP has a series of tips for homeowners who want to improve their homes, make them safer and more comfortable. And I found these tips on their website, AARP.org/universal home. In the bathroom alone, I widened the door, installed brighter light bulbs, and put non-slip surfacing on the floor tiles. Instead of wishing my house had improvements, I'm making them.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at AARP.org/universal home.
Give your home an attraction that reaches all the way to the curb. Add a classic craft fiberglass entryway from Therma-Tru. Classic Craft, a stunning AccuGrain technology, captures all the beauty and luxury of premium hardwood, but won't split, crack, or rot. Add a sparkling custom touch with decorative glass door tiles, side lights, and transom, too. When you do, studies show your home's perceived value rises as much as 6%. Let the curb appeal of a Classic Craft entryway enhance your home's look and value. Visit Therma-Tru.com.
Table saw. 18-volt drill driver. 8-piece combo kit.
You don't have to just wish you had the power tools you really want. With Ryobi, you can actually afford them. Ryobi power tools. Professional features, affordable prices. And they sound really good, too. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
Is dryness a problem in your home? Especially in winter months, dry air can make skin itchy. Make your throat and nose dry.
I can't talk!
And don't forget about static shock. It also causes walls, hardwood floors, and home furnishings to become dry and cracked. Put an end to dry air problems with an April Air Automatic Humidifier, the best cure for indoor air dryness. Never too dry, never too moist. Just the optimum amount of humidity based on outdoor temperatures. Protect your health, your comfort, and your furnishings by putting an end to dry air with whole home humidification from April Air. Now doesn't that feel better? April Air. Fresh ideas for indoor air.
AOL's new real estate site has answers for just about everything a homeowner, buyer, seller, or renter may have. In fact, it's like they're reading your mind.
Hello?
Hello? Who said that?
Me, down here. I'm AOL Real Estate. Got any questions about your house?
Well, I feel a little strange talking to a website, but I do have a question about wooden siding. I live near a wooded area, and sometimes...
Aluminum pie pans.
I beg your pardon?
Aluminum pie pans. Hang them from your eaves. Scares the bejeevers out of them woodpeckers.
Wow, that's what I was thinking. Okay, I have a 60s-style bungalow, and every once in a while...
4-inch retro-style moisture-proof tile in your bath. Lose that wet dog smell.
That was weird. Okay, concrete driveway and...
Vapor-permeable sealer. Make spills yesterday.
Pink paint.
Lead composition. Stabilize with 3-in-1 primer. Paint over with an Aegean blue. To match your eyes.
I think I love you.
AOL Real Estate. So smart, it's amazing. Go to realestate.aol.com to see our own answer man, Tom Kreitler, in action.
Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Dense Armor Plus, the revolutionary paperless drywall from Georgia-Pacific.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. What are you doing? What are you working on? We're here, you're there, so call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, so we're talking about some tips from our friends at the AARP. And whether or not you're inviting an elderly parent to live with you, or you're thinking about doing so, or if you're even helping an older relative just adjust to their living space and maybe a new physical or medical condition, AARP has got practical ideas that are going to help make any living space more senior friendly. You want to think about easing the strain on older eyes, and you can do that by adding plenty of lighting options and paying special attention to the areas that they use for detailed work, like a hobby or sewing or reading. Give special project lights so they can really get good light for the projects that they're working on. And provide easily accessible storage that's not going to require a lot of reaching or bending or straining. You want to make sure things are exactly where they can get at them without bending over too much.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, in the kitchen, you can create a seated work area for food prep tasks. Now, I'd like to have this. You know, a small table and a chair with nearby access to utensils is a good solution. Also, consider investing in dining chairs that provide a good back support and have strong, sturdy arms. Remember that the goal in redesigning a living space for seniors is to enable that senior to maintain freedom within a safe and comfortable living environment. Work together to make that happen, and everybody's going to be happy in the long run.
All right, if you like those ideas and you want some more information, you can go to aarp.org/universal home. And that website again is aarp.org/universal home. All right, well, if you want to know how to save money on your heating bills without feeling a chill, we've got those answers for you. Or how about a quick project that's only going to cost a few bucks to save money on your water bills? Who doesn't like to save some dough, especially in this winter season after the holidays when you're strapped for cash? Well, you can find out all of that and more at MoneyPit.com. It's our fantastic website. Just go to the Repair and Improve section. You've got tips and ideas and projects that are going to help you save money. And while you're there, shoot us an email with your home improvement question. We answer those too.
888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Call us right now. You'll get the answer to your home improvement question and a chance at winning a Wobble Light Junior. We're going to give one away to one caller this hour. It's worth $60. Basically, a 360-degree self-writing work light. So if you knock it over, no big deal. Leslie, who's next?
Anne's out in Big Sky Country in Montana listening on KBLL. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I have this tub, turn of the century. That's from 1899 to 1900. Old tub that has a pedestal under it rather than claw feet. Okay. And the outside of the tub, it's been outside in my backyard for 3 years, and the outside of the tub has rust spots on it, and the pedestal, the inside of the pedestal is totally rusty, and the outside has rust as well and old paint and stuff, and I'm putting it on a brand new white tiled floor, and I don't want the rust to get onto the floor, and I want to know how to get it painted and get it cleaned up and painted so that it looks decent in my new bathroom.
So basically you want to stop the rust from coming through the feet or the bottom of the pedestal onto the floor.
Well, and also it sounds like this, the whole item needs to be recast. You know, when you're dealing with a cast iron tub, all of the finishes are baked on. So it's probably, you know, best to have it professionally done and have it completely re-enameled.
That would be great, but it weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know. We know. But the, you know, the enameling kits that you can do yourself are just not nearly as effective. Think of them as a glorified paint job for your tub. And with something that's as gorgeous as that, that might be something that you want to have done professionally. Now, if you're simply just trying to reinstall it without worrying about transferring this rust, you might want to think about a material that you could put between the pedestal and the floor to sort of stop any rust from coming through that area.
Like a membrane or...
Yeah, think of like a rubber... like a piece of rubber roofing material that was cut flush with the bottom of the pedestal so it didn't really show, but it would prevent any contact so then any rust couldn't come through. All right, Ann, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Oh, I'm so jealous. All I want is a bathtub where I can sink in and get all cozy.
My problem is that when I sink into the bathtub, all the water leaves.
You know, it's like our bathtub is so shallow that to even like remotely get yourself in there, it's just this acrobatic act. So it's like I never take a bath. Thank goodness I'm on the road as often as I am because I get to see a variety of bathtubs at many hotels. But
you know what the secret is? You have to buy like a two-person bathtub if you want one for yourself. It's like buying tents. If you buy a one-person tent, you can't fit in it. If you buy a two-person tent, it's perfect for you and your cat.
My dream is a clawfoot tub, but I've heard that our floor joists run the wrong way, so it won't support the weight of such a hefty tub.
I don't think that's true. I think if you distribute the weight properly, you could do fine. Even if you need a little floor reinforcement, you could brace it up from the underside.
All right, well, when Ed and I want to stay in your house while our bathroom's redone, you'll have to allow us in the guest room.
So that you don't end up with like a real-life version of the Money Pit where the tub
falls through
the floor?
All we have is one bathroom.
All right, well, we'll work on that.
We've got Sean from Wisconsin who listens online at moneypit.com, and you want to know about how to determine what type of insulation to use. What can we help you with?
Well, actually, I need help to find out what kind we have. We purchased a home that was built in the 40s and moved to the current location in 2001.
Okay.
When they moved it, they put a bunch of new drywall and things inside, but as we had a major window replaced, we noticed that it only had R9 in one of the walls.
Hmm.
And I'd like to know if there is a convenient or an inexpensive way to find out what the remaining walls have in it without completely tearing down all the drywall.
Well, what you could do is you could have an infrared survey done. There are energy professionals out there that use infrared tools that basically can take a picture of the it's a sort of a thermal imaging picture of your walls. And the cold spots in the walls show up. And so it's very clear when you see one of these thermal cameras what walls are insulated, what walls are not insulated, and even walls that are insulated, sometimes you can actually see where the gaps in the
insulation
are.
Well, it lets you know about areas of deficit and where you might need to, you know, beef up your insulation.
Well, I understood those thermal cameras would show you where you have a leak, but I wasn't aware that it could actually tell you what kind of insulation you have in. That would probably be the place to start.
Well, that would tell you where you have the leaks. In terms of the actual type of insulation, I mean, it's most likely that you have fiberglass or rock wool for a house that was built in the 40s. Well, when you said it had R9, how did you determine that? Was that because you had, that's not very much insulation, by the way.
No,
that's only about, that's less than 3 inches.
It was terrible. It was some of it we had to remove out of the wall to put the bigger window in, and it actually had R9 on it.
Yeah. Well, that's not very much, and I think you're going to have to evaluate where your money is best spent. If you find areas that don't have any insulation in it, you might want to consider doing blown-in insulation because that could really warm up those walls that have the big voids in them. Sean, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Looking for a way to keep out the bright morning sunlight so you can perhaps sleep in? How about keeping warm air in so you can stay cozy as well this winter?
Well, I love both of those ideas. And did you know that window blinds can actually accomplish both? We're going to tell you more about that next.
You live in a money pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Ryobi, manufacturer of professional feature power tools and accessories with an affordable price for the do-it-yourselfer. Ryobi Power Tools, pro features, affordable price. Available exclusively at the Home Depot. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by at 1-888-MONEYPIT for your calls about your home improvement projects, your do-it-yourself dilemmas, your direct-it-yourself dilemmas. Are you wanting to work on a project? Do you want to do it yourself? Do you want to hire someone? We've got the answers. Call us right now at 888-MONEYPIT.
You know, maybe you're even thinking about just updating the look of a room or maybe even adding some extra warmth. And a good way to do that to a space is with window treatments. And you might actually think of blinds as something that are more utilitarian than a design feature for your windows, but they can actually add tremendously to the look of your room and so much more. You know, blinds can even come in all kinds of styles and patterns and colors. Plus, they can actually help insulate a room and even help you sleep better by blocking out that early morning light.
Well, Levalor, a name that is synonymous with window coverings, has a great new product out. It's called a custom cellular shade. Here to tell us more about it is Sarah Ruscha, product manager for Levalor Windows. So, Sarah, this product is pretty interesting to me because it's the first time I've ever seen a window fashion combined with an element of energy efficiency. Is that unique to the industry?
Well, cellular shades are energy efficient because they basically combine two fabrics, one to the front and one to the back, to form the honeycomb pockets, and they trap the air, which makes it more energy efficient in the home. And honeycomb shades or cellular shades are energy efficient, whether you know, throughout the industry.
And is it something that's energy efficient for all year long, even when you're cooling the inside as opposed to heating the inside?
Yes, they're great year round because they keep the rooms cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Well, Sarah, I have these in my house, and here's something that I noticed. We have an easy chair. Everyone has the easy chair, that place that everyone loves to sit in the living room, and it's near a window. And I used to feel sort of a draft coming through the window. Now, I knew, because I am a home improvement expert and I do this stuff, that I didn't really have any air coming through the window. But what I was feeling was the cold, the air in my house.
The coldness from the glass.
Yeah, the chill of the air actually striking the window, and because it was becoming cooled by the window, it would fall and then sort of waft across you as you're sitting on the couch or on the chair. But when we put these cellular shades up, that was totally eliminated, because now that warm air was not actually striking the cold glass. It was hitting an insulated surface, and it really made it much more comfortable in the house.
That's exactly right, because that honeycomb structure, that pocket, really traps the air, and it prevents it from either escaping into the room if it's cold air coming through the pane, or if it's warm or cool air in the room from escaping out into the outside of the window structure. So it really does kind of prevent that draft.
And Sarah, that's really smart, because generally with, you know, home decorating, you see almost two different type of window treatments. One for the summer months, which is sort of cool and airy, just to sort of make things feel light. And then something for the winter months that's, you know, lined and interlined, and maybe there's many layers of draperies to sort of cut that down. At least this is an efficiency, you know, by you don't have to change things twice a year. And also it just works all year long, and it works for your design tastes.
Right. You can focus more on the design and the decor and just know that the fabric that you choose will insulate year round.
You know, the other technology that I thought was cool with this, Sarah, is that you've eliminated the cords. And that's something that many folks have had concerns about. They're potentially dangerous as they dangle off of the blinds and the shades around your house. But you actually have sort of a built-in lift system to this, which is very smart, because not only does it not have cords, it looks good because it's just a little lever that you just grab on the bottom rail of the shade and move it up and down.
Yes, we actually, Levelor, invented cordless and came out with cordless back in the 90s. And what we've done is we have improved that system and extended it to multiple shades within our product offering. However, we've improved the design and extended it to other fabrics in the new cellular collection. And it really is safer for children and pets, homes with children and pets. And it's clean, aesthetically pleasing to the eye, and the handle on the bottom makes it really easy to lift and lower.
How easy is it for customers who are looking to get these installed, you know, to measure and figure out exactly what they need for their own homes? Is it hard, or is it fairly doable?
Oh, it's very easy. Levelor.com, actually www.levelor.com, provides a measurement checker on the website, and we give you measuring instructions both on our website and in our materials that are found in the stores that sell the product. You can either go and verify your measurements, you know, at the website checker and send those in, or you can talk to the window consultant in the store, and they'll be glad to help you with that information, but very easy.
You know, I was looking at the Levelor website, and the one problem I had was that there were so many choices there to go through. Is there anything that you guys do to make it easier for consumers to know, you know, exactly what the shades might look like in their house? Because it's just hard to tell colors.
It is hard to tell colors. What we do is try to separate that website out so that you can kind of qualify what your window need is. And then once you get into the product that you think might be right for your home or for a certain window application, Levelor offers free swatches online so that you can select the, you know, cellular swatch that you think is appropriate. You can order that and it delivers to you so that you can verify that color is right for your window.
Oh, and it makes so much sense to actually physically see and physically touch something to know that it works rather than just ordering blindly.
Oh, completely. And what happens with cellular shades, a lot of customers find that once they choose that fabric and they get it into the home and they have the swatch, the light in the window completely changes the way the color or even the neutral tone of the fabric looks once
it's
in the window. And the light completely changes that. So what we like to make sure is that you feel comfortable with that choice before you make the purchase. And that way, you know, purchasing window shades can be a little risky when you haven't done it in a while. We want you to feel comfortable. So order the swatch and get it home and make sure that you feel comfortable with the light behind it.
Speaking of the light behind it, are there options in transparency if you, for example, can't sleep at night and want something that's completely solid as opposed to something that maybe you want some light to come through to add some color to the room?
Yes, that's one of the great things about the Levelor cellular shades that's hard to find with, you know, in the industry, is that we offer four opacity levels all the way from the sheer range to the opaque or blackout range, which is what you're referring to. Say you have a child's room, or maybe you work at night and you want to sleep during the day, or your child is sleeping during the day and you want to black out that light, we provide a fabric that's called Evening Star in the Levalor line, and that blocks out 99.9% of all incoming light.
Oh, just make sure you have a pretty good alarm clock.
Exactly. Or say you want to put it in a media room. That's a great application. With all of the bonus rooms that are being built today and turned into media rooms, maybe you want to block out all the light for your media play. That's a great option where you can use that blackout fabric there, since you
awesome.
Basically take out all the light.
Sarah Rouchet from Levalor, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you want more information on Levalor, you can visit their website at levalor.com.
All right, folks. Well, when you're weatherproofing your house, keep in mind that rain doesn't always fall straight down, and that water can find its way through the tiniest nooks and crannies, causing leaks to not always come from where you think, which is overhead. Up next, we're going to tell you how to deal with those overlooked leak-prone areas, so stick around.
Money Pit!
When it's time to choose a new entryway for your home, choose the brand more building professionals prefer, Therma-True Doors. Therma-True pioneered the fiberglass door. Today, Therma-True Doors come in more styles and colors than any other brand. Classic Craft represents Therma-True's premium collection. Fiber Classic is Therma-True's original wood grain fiberglass door. Or choose Smooth Star fiberglass for the look of smooth painted wood. But no matter which Therma-True entryway you select, you've chosen the most preferred name in the business. Visit Therma-True.com.
I want to keep my home for as long as I can because there are a lot of memories here. I read a little bit about making my house more comfortable and wanted to make my mom's house safer too. AARP told me about making mom's bedroom door wider and taping down her floor rugs. And I added handrails to our staircases. It was all simple and inexpensive thanks to AARP's tips. Now our homes fit our lifestyles and are ready for years to come.
To bring comfort, safety, and a future to any home, visit us online at aarp.org/universalhome.
Somewhere, a guy is tossing his golf clubs into the water. But you'd rather build, say, a burled maple coffee table. Ryobi Woodworking Tools let you do it. Ryobi gives you the power and precision you need to succeed at prices that help you get going. Of course, there's still some equipment involved, but it's power tools, and you don't have to wear those funny clothes to use them. Ryobi Power Tools. Professional features, affordable prices. Ryobi. Exclusively at the Home Depot.
That's just beautiful.
The walls in your home hold memories, hopes, dreams, and quite possibly, mold. You see, traditional drywall has paper on both sides, which combined with moisture can allow conditions that cause mold. That's why more people are insisting on a new paperless drywall called Dens Armor from Georgia-Pacific. Unlike conventional paper-faced drywall, Dens Armor has glass mat facings on both sides, and no paper on the surface means one less place for mold to get started. It's that simple and that revolutionary. If you eliminate the paper, you reduce the chances for mold. If you're building or remodeling, stop feeding mold by using Dens Armor. To find out more, go to stopfeedingmold.com or ask about it at your local building supply retailer. This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by April Air, makers of professionally installed high-efficiency air cleaners. For more information, go to aprilair.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Don't look now, but your home improvement projects just got easier. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Let's talk about what you're doing. Let's talk about what you're working on. Let's talk about how to get those jobs done the fastest, the quickest, the easiest, the most economical way. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If one of your jobs is to stop the rain from leaking into your house, we've got some tips. Because protecting your home's roof from rain is essential, but it's not the only part of your home that's vulnerable to leaks. Did you know that wind-driven rain can pound against the side of your home and leak into small, vulnerable cracks around the frames of your windows and the doors? And these leaks can spread very, very quickly, and they can cause just as much damage as any leak in your roof ever could.
Well, if you want to avoid it, and I bet that you do want to avoid it, you can seal those windows and doors with the premium self-adhered flashing. And a good one that we like here at the Money Pit is Grace Vicor Plus. And the Vicor Plus is going to protect from leaks caused by wind-driven rain and even snow or ice conditions. So it really does make sense to add this.
And it's particularly important for the areas that are at high risk, like the corners of your windows and doors, because no matter how much tar paper or caulk you put around them, it's really the wrong approach. If you use a product like Grace Vicorners with Vicor Plus, it's a system. They're prefabricated, they're waterproof corners, and they can make the overall flashing installation faster, easier, more effective, and leak-proof, which is what we're trying to get to.
Yeah, and in fact, the folks at Grace are the brand leader in weather barrier products, and they're going to protect your home from damaging effects of weather, which is a good thing. If you want some more information on Grace's family of weather barriers for roofs, windows, doors, decks, you name it, they've got it. Visit www.graceathome.com.
888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Call us now with your home improvement question. One caller to our show today is going to win the Wobble Light Junior worth $60. It's a 360-degree self-writing work light.
Yeah, that's right. It's sort of like a light buoy. It's like it's a rounded bottom. You can poke it. It's not going to fall over.
Floats around your home improvement project. So call us now, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's next?
Next caller's from Hawaii. Aloha, Jeff. What's going on in your driveway?
Well, I have actually a common driveway with my neighbors and I, and they power wash the, I believe it's some type of mold or mildew or something which grows over here. And I'm looking for perhaps something which would either remove or inhibit it returning.
Well, what you want to probably use is an activated bleach or an oxygenated bleach on that driveway. There's a product called Jomax, J-O-M-A-X, that's very effective, and a lot of our listeners have had good luck with it. You basically mix that up. You apply it to the driveway. You let it sit for 15 or 20 minutes so it kills the moss that's attaching to the concrete. Is it a concrete driveway?
Yes, concrete driveway.
Yeah. That will kill it, and then you can power wash it off. But you
and you know what, Jeff? You live in the land of the natural inhibitor of mold and moss growth, which is sunshine. You know, try to let as much sun hit that driveway as you can. You know, trim back any brush or palm leaves or any of that tropical growth you've got there to allow as much sunlight, and you'll see it sort of helps it to stop growing.
Yeah, I see that. Unfortunately, part of my roof line, which is beneficial for shade when you're just hanging out, it kind of never hits. I don't get sun in a certain
spot. Yeah, well, don't trim back your roof line. That would be bad.
I won't
but if
do
you
that.
Stay on top of it, if you stay on top of it with the bleach, then it's going to take that much longer for it to grow back. It really is just going to be a maintenance issue, but it's part of the price you pay for living in paradise, Jeff.
That's true. I did score an electric power washer, which is a lot more quiet than a relentless.
Than that gas-powered one.
Yeah,
just drives you nuts.
Not so offensive to the neighbors. All right, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit 888-666-3974. What's your home improvement question? Call us right now.
I tell you, Tom, our family, we have a vacation home that the whole family uses, and when my dad was alive, he would get up at, I swear to you, 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning and power wash everything within an inch of its life.
Was that part of the ceremony of waking up in the Segretti household?
I think he just wanted help because it'd be like, dad's up, gotta help him, you know. And so quietly we gave him an electric one. We're like, use this one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that present was for you guys, not
benefit
for him
of
huh?
Everyone.
All right. Well, power washing is a fun home improvement project to do, but there are quieter ways to do it. Electric pressure washer certainly is a better way to do that. The downside is that you have to be close to the house.
Yeah, totally.
Or you find one with a very good muffler.
Or get that really long extension cord.
That's right.
Michael in Illinois has got a water pressure situation. Tell us what's going on.
Right. Something when I got it on cold water or medium water in the tub, it comes out real good. But when I put it on hot, it comes out very slow.
Okay. How old are the pipes, Mike?
Well, the pipes have to be about, since the house would be about 40 years old.
Hmm. Do you know if the house, you said that is the house about 40? So do you know if they're copper pipes or are they steel?
I believe they're copper pipes.
Well, I suspect what's happening is you have a partially closed valve somewhere and that it's not letting all the water out. Does the hot water slow on the bath faucet over the sink
over
as
the
well
sink?
Or just on the tub?
Just the tub only.
And is it the shower and the tub faucet or is it just the tub faucet?
No, the shower tub cabin.
Together? Hmm. Okay, well, I think that you've got a problem with the valve there. And it should be a fairly easy thing to fix. You may just need to replace the valve that's supplying the hot water to that tub area because you shouldn't be getting any restriction there.
Okay, so that's all behind the wall, so I guess I have to really have a plumber come in.
Yes.
Well, is there no access panel? Sometimes there's a closet behind the bath wall where the plumbing is.
I'm looking at it now.
There could be an access panel hiding somewhere.
Yeah, and that means you don't have to do any major surgery to fix that. But if you've got a good hot water, good cold water flow, and you've got a good hot water flow at the bathroom sink, it's just not at the tub, and there's a problem with the valve. It might just need that you need a new valve for that bathtub.
Okay, well, I'm going to try that.
And if for some reason, Michael, there's no access panel and you do have to break through some drywall, make sure that when you're repairing it that you put in an access panel just in case something happens in the future.
Michael, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, we're going to check out our inbox and answer some of your email questions.
Yeah, like Ginny from Virginia, who wants to know about combining a metal roof with solar panels for super energy efficiency. We're going to tell you about the ups and downs of this next.
You live in a money pit.
AARP is proud to sponsor the Money Pit. Visit www.aarp.org/universalhome to learn more about making your home more functional and comfortable for years to come.
Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, available at 1-888-MONEYPIT and by jumping on to moneypit.com and clicking on Ask Tom and Leslie. Many folks do every single week. We do our best to get back to everyone that we possibly can, either directly through my blog on AOL.com and through this program. So, Leslie, why don't we jump into the email bag and see who we can tackle today?
All right. The first one's from Ginny in Charlottesville, Virginia, who writes, I'm moving to South Carolina in the next year, and I was interested to hear about the info on metal roofs. I'm also considering the possibility of solar energy efficiency. What's the cost-to-benefit ratio of adding the solar shingles to a metal roof? And also, how do both the metal and the solar panels do with hurricane-force winds? Good concern for South Carolina.
Well, first of all, I think solar shingles are a product that's are standalone from metal roof, so you wouldn't do both. But what you could do is you could install a metal roof, which is an excellent roof. It really is a lifetime roof. It's called investment grade roofing because you only have to put it on once, and it really is just as durable, practically is the most durable part of your house. Like, I can't imagine another exterior element that would be more durable than the roof. I mean, it's supposed to last you 50 to 100 years
if
it's done. Yeah, if it's done correctly. So the metal roof is fine. Now, in terms of solar, you would attach that on top of the metal. The only bad about that is you are going to be drilling and attaching through the metal roof, but that could be properly weather sealed and stripped and flashed so that it doesn't cause leaking. But I would do it in that order. If I had to choose, I would do the metal roof first.
You know, Ginny, when you're dealing with hurricane force winds, you want to make sure that whoever you speak to about your solar shingles, that you make sure you get ones that are made to withstand hurricane force winds.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we have one here from Debbie in Texas. She says, I have white glossy tile in my kitchen. I hate it. It shows everything. The tile's in good shape. Is there any way to color or texture it? Interesting question.
We've got two options for you, Debbie. You can paint it, of course, as long as it's not in an area where you're constantly splashing water in it, like in a shower or within a sink. So if you're in a drier area, you can prime them with like a Zinsser primer. And then Tom and I both think that the oil-based paint would be better and be more durable for better adhesion. Or if you go to a website, IntegrityCoatings.com. They manufacture an acrylic polymer. It's kind of pricey, but it's a nice coating for the top of the tiles that'll give it a like-new finish. Their custom colors are available. They cost a little bit more, but it's a good option for you.
Well, it may be a new year, but there's still a good part of the old year you need to deal with, your taxes. And if your home improvement projects have been causing you to spend some money this past year, you might want to get your paperwork in order for Uncle Sam, and you may want to hang on to those receipts from your local hardware store. In today's edition of Leslie's Last Word, you tell us why.
That's right. You're preparing for tax time. It's inevitable, but April is just around the corner. You want to think back to all of your home improvements from the last year. Did you do anything at all to make your home more energy efficient? Think about that as you peruse those receipts. Even something as small as adding insulation or a blanket to your hot water heater to major upgrades like new windows are probably going to be eligible for some special tax credits, and these are only good for a limited time. So get out those receipts and talk to your accountant. They know what they're doing. Or visit www.irs.gov to learn more. And if you're thinking about a new roof or new windows, this is exactly the year to do it because these special tax credits are going to go away at the end of 2007. So don't hesitate. Do those home improvements now and get some cash back.
1-888-MONEYPIT is the number you need to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year with your home improvement questions. If we are not in the studio when you call, we will call you back the next time we are. Well, coming up next week on the program, you're used to seeing concrete on driveways, sidewalks, patios, and garage floors, but this versatile material is not just for basements and foundations anymore. Concrete has quickly become the must-have material for inside your home. It can be used to build beautiful things, including countertops. We're going to tell you all about it next week on the program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.